Who's a character in Civil War that's on both sides?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I was going to say Jarvis, but that's definitely not true.
No, not that one. My favorite character in Marvel's cinematic masterpiece.
Red Boy?
No, Robert E. Lee.
Oh. Robert Downey Lee. I thought you were going to make the same joke that I was doing.
No, Scott said Robert E. Lee.
I wanted to make it first.
Oh, all right. So it's a race scenario for jokes, huh?
Yeah.
It's not even quality or quantity. It's just speed. Nope. All right. Interesting.
It's my joke.
Title of your sex tape.
It's not quality or quantity. It's just speed.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's not how I do it.
Also, title of your sex tape.
How does that work? If it's not how you do it, how is it the title of your sex tape?
Those That's aren't my true. Moves.
Those aren't my usual moves.
Sorry, this doesn't normally happen, this sort of gyrating that I'm doing here. So, like, if you're into this, I'm really sorry. Next time will not be the same. I love that Vin Diesel flick. Triple X? That movie's hard to talk about because
I haven't seen that. Well, I love Pitch Black.
Yeah, it's just like generic action movie starring Vin Diesel, and it's called Triple X, and there's multiple of them. And so if you talk
did you just watch a porno one?
No. It's like really hard to talk about to people.
Not once.
Just like be like, hey, have you seen Vin Diesel's Triple X movie? And you're like, what? One, didn't know Vin Diesel was like that, and two, why are we talking about it?
Three, why have I missed this for so long? I have to go immediately.
Yeah, speaking of having to go immediately, you guys ready to fucking kick it off?
I gotta go make a sandwich. So, the most heated debate I've ever seen in my office happened today, where we had two lunch tables arguing over hot dog sandwich status.
Mm-hmm. Which one? And, which side do you take?
I think, empirically, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah.
What is
because
your...
I agree that a meatball sub is a sandwich. So if you start removing the sauce, it's still a meatball sub and still a sandwich. And if you make it a pork meatball sub, it's still a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Then if you combine the pork into one glob, it becomes a hot dog.
I agree that it's like ideologically a sandwich, but
emotionally,
imagine the
it's
cost.
Like a tomato.
Yeah.
So here's another way to think about it that I've seen. I don't know if I ascribe to this, like, theology of sandwich, but, like, the word sandwich comes from...
witches?
Made out of sand.
No, it comes from the Earl of Sandwich wanting to consume dinner using one hand while playing poker in the other, and so he wrapped bread around his meals to make them easier to consume with one hand. And so using definition.
The touchable carbs,
yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly why everything I eat must be wrapped in carbs, so I can play poker.
Mm-hmm. I can play Pokemon. All right. So there's, like, I think two jokes in this 8 minutes that I've been recording. So
all right, we can wrap up the podcast then.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
That's sort of our quota anyways, so.
Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table. Today, starring, you've got me, Scott. There are two other people here who have something prepared, and I think it's Carter and the other one.
Oh, I got a name this time.
What are you guys talking about today?
Cool.
Hey, no, listen, Scott, what did I do?
What?
What?
What did I do wrong?
You know what you did.
I don't.
One person knows what you did, Caitlin. Unfortunately, it's not you. Okay.
And it's definitely not me.
So, this is the
Carter, do you know what I did?
No, I don't.
So, no one knows what I did.
No, but you definitely did it. Yeah, so this is the beginning of, I'm considering it, like, sort of a two-part episode, where the first part is the three of us, and then the second part is Diana and Ian talking about a variety of fall things. So, like, on the front end of this episode, or two-parter, is going to be me and Caitlin and kind of Scott talking about all of our favorite things that come with the seasons changing. Fall, like, it's here, y'all. We got all that good shit. And then next episode, Ian and Diana are going to do something spooky. I haven't really clarified with them what that is, but hopefully it's spooky. Maybe not. I don't know.
They'll just make spooky noises.
Yeah, we're
you
just
scared
gonna...
yet.
Yeah. Woo! Oh! That's my ghost. You guys like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Thanks. I like it too. Anyways, that's my first fall thing is ghosts. As we all know, ghosts hibernate 3 months out of the year, or 3 seasons out of the year.
Ghosts are seasonal.
Yeah, ghosts are seasonal. They hibernate 3 seasons out of the year, and the one season they don't hibernate is fall. They don't hibernate. I'm done with this joke.
Hey, what's your opinion on fall versus autumn? I should stop talking with ice cream in my mouth.
Yeah, you should probably stop eating ice cream. Would you please?
1 second.
Okay, we're waiting on Caitlin to finish eating her ice cream.
1 second. All right, I'm ready.
You sure?
I've got a clear mouth.
Clear mouth, full heart, can't lose.
What is your guys' opinion on fall versus autumn?
What, like the naming convention?
Yeah.
I don't care. I say fall. Fewer syllables.
Fall is a really long season. Autumn is what I like, though.
Is autumn a shorter season?
Well, autumn is like the good part of fall, right?
I get it. I see what you're saying. I don't know if like that's
autumn,
true.
Autumn is a state of being, right?
Sure.
Like, it could be autumn in September, like the beginning of September, if it's relatively cool and, you know,
yeah.
trees are blooming and you get a pumpkin and all that stuff.
But here in Richmond...
Autumn is a state of mind.
Yeah. Here in Richmond, it has not been autumn, but it has been fall. Today it was 80 something and raining. That's not autumn. I get what you're saying.
Flash flood warning here in Boston.
Flash flood warning here too. Flood buddies.
We had some rain. I didn't pay enough attention to know if it was a flash flood status or not, but there sure was some rain.
Oh, well, my phone was like, hey, bzz, 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 you live literally next to a river. You should know that it gets wet around there. Anyways. So
You may get wet. You will get soaked. My brain scrambled that phrase.
Can I talk about fall now? Please? No, it sure really is. Doesn't seem like you want me to talk about fall. Can I talk about fall?
That's the secret subplot of this episode. But no.
She's trying to derail me the whole time.
Yeah. Let me share
secret
this.
Oh, she's still doing podcast? It. Okay. She's still doing it.
I'm still here. My brain has scrambled that phrase so that it is, you may get wet, you will get soaked. And I have no idea what that means, and I can't remember what the original phrase was.
All right. Probably the inverse of that.
You may get soaked, you will get wet?
Yeah, so that like if it's worse. Just raining outside, and it might rain hard.
No, it was from like a water slide.
That also checks out. Can I talk about fall, please? It's been four minutes, and I've been trying to talk about this one thing.
Wait, let me tell my bad story later, though. Cue me in. But please go.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's been 4 minutes. I've been trying to start. Got any more bullshit? Scott, you good? Seems yeah. I just wanted to hit all of the like peak things with fall. All of the things that like once... Autumn, fall, whatever you want to call it, rolls around. It gets a little chilly. Essentially, for me, it's like under 70 degrees once, and I'm like, oh, it's here. I'm just going to hit all of those, all right? Number one, best part about fall in general is hoodie season, y'all. They're back. They're back ready for you to throw them on your
body. They're back.
They're back. For me, they're generally black. I have like one hoodie that I wear, and that's it. And it's a black hoodie.
That's your uniform.
It's my uniform. My uniform is black hoodie, white t-shirt, and jeans. That's it.
You usually have the same shoes.
Yeah, usually.
You don't have a cigarette lighter.
Don't have a cigarette lighter. And for reference, that joke was about me in college. Apparently looked like a stoner. So people like to ask me if I had a lighter. The answer wasn't always the answer wasn't always no, but it wasn't always yes.
Sometimes you just wanted burn things.
I've seen somebody with like that outfit on, and my mind is like Carter. If they have like blonde hair, and then I'm like, no, that's not Carter.
No, that's not Carter. He's hundreds of miles away.
I've seen so many fake Caitlins too.
Oh yeah, some of them seem to be more powerful than me, and I'm disturbed.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you're not top on the rung of your own class of individual. Like me, mm-hmm. You know. But anyways, so hoodies.
Highest breed of the species.
Hoodies. So important to fall. So good. You got, they're just so nice. I like to wear hoods. I hate wearing like beanies and stuff. Hoods are nice. They're like blinders for humans.
You like to to not get distressed if there's, oh, a balloon or something in your periphery.
Well, it's more like just, you know, like I'm in a little cave when I got my hood up. You know, I can't see nothing. I'm in a little cave. I'm protected. I'm safe.
You're safe in your cave.
Uh-huh. Jeans are so good. I hate shorts. Not because they're uncomfortable. I think shorts are super comfortable. But when I wear shorts...
Easy to wear?
Yeah, they're easy to wear. And yeah, they're good for the summertime. I don't have heat. But jeans are way cuter. I like jeans more. They're just like way cuter. I just bought some jeans at the Target. Yeah.
I do agree. I hate shorts, even though I'm currently wearing shorts because it was hot today.
It was hot.
I'm just wearing pants, but yeah, I don't like shorts. Well, I can't wear shorts at my job, and I never will be able to again, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Why not?
My shorts days are behind me. How many nurses do you see, or doctors do you see, with shorts on?
That's a new trend. Scrubs that are also shorts.
Cut them off.
Yeah, cut off scrubs.
You get that blood all over your legs.
Shorts.
They're called shorts.
S-C-H-O-R.
Shorts.
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 I think my business shorts days were really behind me when I stopped lifeguarding. Is that business shorts now? Those were not business shorts at all.
Anyways. Got that hoodie, got those jeans, the hoodie, layering some clothes. I think that's a thing. I don't know. Let's move on from jeans and hoodies and stuff.
No, Carter, what I'm going to say is just go live in Silicon Valley. That's like the outfit of literally everybody there.
That's fair.
All year round.
It is, yeah.
All right, wait, no, I have a story.
Okay.
Okay. When I was...
A young boy?
12? Oh. No, not a young boy. I took this way too seriously. When I was 12-ish, doesn't matter, I was visiting my aunt in Switzerland, and I was unexpectedly cold because the weather was different. Anyway, she gave me a pink hoodie, and then I wore this pink hoodie constantly, even during my goth phase, even during my emo phase. And I still have it, phase that I'm still in. We never truly leave our emo phases. You know this. It is pretty much destroyed, but I have purchased spiritual successors for it along the way because, I don't know, you just form emotional attachments to clothes. You know how it goes. Anyway, so that's why I will always have a pink hoodie in my rotating cast of hoodies.
That's good. It's fun. It's a fun all the time. I like it.
Yeah.
You know where a good place to wear pink hoodies is, or black hoodies for that matter?
Mm-hmm.
Fall festivals. Let's go. Fall festivals, y'all.
Yeah.
I fucking love fall festivals.
Fall festivals sound like there are people. I don't like people.
That's fair. There are definitely people at fall festivals. They're a rather crowded event.
But then you can like throw pumpkins super far. It's so good.
Yeah, it's very fun. All of these very fun pumpkin festival activities, fall festival activities, such as
you can go in a corn maze.
Corn maze. Hay rides. Picking pumpkins. Flinging smaller pumpkins out of slingshots really far. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. There's also a lot of really fun consumables like kettle corns.
Cider.
A great one. Hot apple cider, I'm going to come back to hot apple cider. It's so nice. We're doing it twice. There's generally like a lot of like homemade or handmade, not homemade, like very artisanal, folksy, just things,
crafty shit
around for you to buy. It's just like very wholesome. Here in Richmond, the state fair is currently around, and so like that in and of itself like falls into the category of the fall festival thing to me.
Now see, those are deeply different to me.
See, for me it's always like, you know, it's around October, the state fair is coming to town, and you got like 2 weeks to go visit it, and there's so many things like a Ferris wheel, there's pig races, there's cool dog stunts. These are all things that I did see at the last time I was at the fair. The cool dog stunts.
Seriously, you saw dog stunts?
I saw dog stunts, dude. They were so good.
They're in very different classes of activity for me because, I don't know, I guess I've just gone to state fairs while stressed out like too many times. So to me, state fair is, I'm sweaty, there's lemonade, it's bad, it's never as good as I want it to be. There's fried foods, there's a brief moment of joy, then crowds, people, smells, yelling. Which, as I'm saying these words, I realize also describes fall festivals,
yeah.
But I don't know, that just has like pumpkin spice flair and freedom, and I think I feel more like the walls are closing in around me at a state fair.
Oh.
And less so at a fall festival.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think fall festivals are generally a little bit more local, like state fairs. I've been to the one here in Virginia, and I went to the one in Texas last year. They're just very big. You know, they're designed for, well, a lot of people from around the state to come in and see the state fair and all of its attractions. But for a fall festival, that's for like a county, you know, that's all it's really for. And so it's much more local. It's not as high pressure. If a festival can be high pressure,
they can be.
And they definitely have a lot of more personal touches that you couldn't do at a state fair. Like a corn maze is oftentimes like something that if you had a lot of people go through it, you would probably destroy the corn maze. You know, just things like that that you can't do at a larger festival, like a state fair.
I like the personal touches. I don't like the clown murder.
The what?
The clown murder?
You don't like being murdered by clowns, or you don't like clowns murdering you?
You said, those are the same things.
You said the
so
same
yes.
thing twice.
You don't like murdering clowns, or you don't like being murdered by clowns?
I don't like either of them, frankly.
Well, I don't think you've experienced that second one, probably.
I got away.
Then you didn't get murdered. So, like, what sort of experience do you have?
Mostly murdered.
It was a murder experience.
Murder experience. Very fun. Good time.
Virtual reality.
All right. So here's one that might be a little bit sparse. What about fall foods? How y'all feel about those? Are there any that you guys are like, this is a food that you can only eat during the fall? I think that there's not many of them. And so if you guys can think of any, that'd be really interesting. I got one. I want to hear y'all's first.
Well, so I never want to eat pumpkin ice cream unless it is the fall. I know it's around all year round. My uncle's favorite ice cream is pumpkin ice cream. But let's see. All of the pumpkin spice branded stuff that comes out each fall, I normally don't get too into, like pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts or whatever. I don't really care about that. I do have to hit up the Trader Joe's because they do things like a chai spiced cake that's awesome. Yeah, they do all this cool fall shit. And I mean, they do not so cool fall shit. Like, a pumpkin walks into a bar. It's a pumpkin fruit bar. It's mediocre. It's fine. It's a fruit bar. What do you want from me? But I do have a small fall tradition of my own, and that is getting a can of pumpkin puree and a box of spice cake mix, which is a thing you can get year-round, but I won't make this unless it is fall. And you put them together, and then you make basically just muffin tops. We called them cookies for a long time, and then we figured out they're basically just muffin tops.
Yeah, they definitely weren't cookies.
Yeah. I like them, but I also have, like, nostalgic memories of them.
Mm. That's a good one. I like that one. The only, like, thing that I look forward to eating in the fall that isn't, like, specifically Halloween-themed, and I feel like I'm going to get some blowback on that sentence, is candy corn. I fucking love candy corn, and I know...
How is candy corn not Halloween themed?
See, like, I know it comes out with the Halloween stuff, but just, like, I eat it just all the time as it's out. Like, I just, when candy corn makes its way out into the grocery store aisles...
If I eat stuffing all year round, I can't just say stuffing is no longer a Thanksgiving food. Sorry, it's just
I mean,
food.
Like, but what makes something a Thanksgiving food or a Halloween food? It's when you eat it, and I don't eat just candy corn during the Halloween. I eat it during the entirety of fall.
Oh my god. You're killing me.
Listen. I said I was going to get blowback. I knew that was going to...
Hey,
there
about,
it is.
What about the pumpkins? The pumpkins are superior to candy corn. I will fight you on that.
Debatable.
I
don't like pumpkin.
I think you need a mix of the pumpkin ones and the candy corn because the pumpkin ones are really big and so they can dry you out real fast. And they're really good. But if you eat a whole bunch of them, you're hurting.
Pumpkin candy corn?
Yeah, it's candy corn in the shape
they're
of a pumpkin.
Like, yeah, but they've got like honey flavor going on with them or
so
something.
So
they're really good.
They're the exact same contents as candy corn.
No, they're not. They taste better.
No, but they're just thicker, and so they have like they don't have as much of a crust, if you will, on the outside.
Do I just want heft to my candy corn?
Yeah.
Is that what we're
discussing? You just
want
to put a bunch of them in your mouth.
I'm going to offer a good argument here, and that I don't really like pumpkin or candy corn.
That's
well,
fine.
It's not pumpkin flavored.
But I get what you're
pumpkin
saying.
Pumpkin is okay. I can basically tolerate it enough to have it once a year during the fall times. Candy corn, same.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candy corn is great, except it's like 4,000% sugar. So mm-hmm. after I eat like five of them, I'm like, yep, time to die.
Yeah, I finished a bag of candy corn today.
Has that happened to you already, Scott? Have you gotten that old?
Yeah.
I mean, candy corn is a ridiculous amount of sugar. And like, I totally understand anybody who doesn't like it. And then I'm just it's like, true. I will handle this for you. And then I take it and then I consume it for them. And like, win-win.
And then you get tummy hurt.
Eh, I'll live. All right, so that's, yeah, I didn't think there was going to be much to fall foods, but we got some stuff out of it. That's pretty good.
What do you think about, like, apple cider donuts? I think that those are just a year-round folksy thing, but they are better in fall.
I don't like them either way.
All right. Asked and answered.
Moving on?
Yep.
Boom. Fall drinks. This is the beginning of the time of the year where you can drink hot drinks and, like, have it not just be tea or coffee. You know, you can start drinking hot apple cider. You can start drinking like spiced teas, but like not just chai. You can start drinking like wild stuff that has cinnamon and things in it. Huh, makes me so happy.
What about alcohol?
Oh my God, I love fall alcohol.
Fall alcohol's good.
So like, I love hot apple cider. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. You put some cloves in there. You put some cinnamon in there. You put some cardamom in there. Oh. You've got me on the ground. It tastes so good. And
hey, what does cardamom taste like? Oh, wait, no, I do know this. I'm not crazy about cloves. I will say that.
Really? I love cloves. I think cloves are the best. I
know. We've had this argument. Yeah.
But one nice thing about fall is that this apple cider, you know, not just your standard Mott's apple juice, but like actual apple cider in the big glass jugs comes out. And it's just like, it's so much better. It's unfiltered. It's unpasteurized. Which like that's not something that I want to say is a good thing, but I'm actually going to come back to unpasteurized and unpreserved. Still might be pasteurized actually, but it's unpreserved for sure. And I love it. It has so much more apple to it than like your Mott's, which is like made from concentrate and like boiled down and boiled up and boiled left and boiled right. You know, they process it a lot, which, you know, there's merits to it, but there's also not. What's the opposite of a merit? I want to take this talk about hot apple cider and transition into like a thing that only myself and Ian and Caitlin have really experienced with the fall things, which is the time of year when it becomes very convenient to brew apple cider for homebrewers. So the reason that it's super convenient in the fall as opposed to in any other season is because in regular apple juice has preservatives, which extend the shelf life of that apple juice. During the fall, when we get like hot apple cider and stuff, you'll see those big glass jugs of, you know, apple cider, which don't really have preservatives in them. Instead, they don't expect they'll stay long, and they're more natural, air quotes, to not have preservatives. And so that's how they sell them. And what makes that super convenient for brewers is that that's precisely what you need in an apple juice in order to brew with it. If your apple juice has preservatives in it, then it's going to it's not going to be conducive to brewing because those preservatives are specifically designed to not let bacteria do shit.
This episode was abruptly interrupted by a flash flood happening on the James River in Richmond, which did not kill Carter, but did render him speechless for the remainder of the episode.
We did lose him. He's not dead, but he is gone.
Yes. We're no longer friends with him because he is now wet, and we don't like talking to people who are wet.
It's my personal code of ethics.
Yes. It's against my religion. So we're going to pick up with his last dying breath, which was talk about more fall shit. One of the important things that I think Carter and I shared when we used to talk about fall before he was dead to us, mm-hmm. because it's not hot, like your regular fall activities like vacations and stuff are just like better, like yeah. going hiking, better in the fall. Hiking in the summer sucks.
Frisbee golf.
Oh, frisbee golf. Yeah. Fun outside activities where you're not just going to sweat all day. Vacationing. Don't have to go to a beach because beaches suck and they're all hot and sandy.
I like sand.
Why?
I don't really. I just like beaches. I like the ocean. But no, cabins are totally dope. And then you can toast some marshmallows. And
yeah, like camping outdoorsy activities where like you can, I don't know, walk around without like dying of dehydration. That's the shit.
Basically, we just don't like being sweaty.
Yeah, and so like fall is a good time where it's like you can still be outside, but you're not sweaty.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you want to talk about fall?
Crunchy leaves are amazing.
Just put them on your salads.
Yeah. Just for some taste and texture. Pumpkin carving. I like. I'm bad at it. I used to think I was allergic to pumpkins, but I don't think I actually am. Pumpkin seeds, pumpkin pie. Let's see. What other things do I associate with fall? Going back to school, I was a teacher's pet, so I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, there's like lots of seasonal things that are not like fall related, like going back to school. The back to school experience can be kind of fun. Like going back to school to see your school friends was always fun because when I was at home in the summer, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. But the rush of new binders, you know. You know
how I know it is. We're probably not related to this, but fall also started football season.
Yeah, we're probably the least football boys in this world. Yeah. But it is the start of football season, and I do enjoy a good Virginia Tech tailgate. I have been to many, many. There's been many occasions where I went to the tailgate and not the game.
Because you didn't want to go to the game or because you were too hammered by the time the game started?
I didn't want to go to the game. I wanted to go home. Possibly because I was drunk sleepy. But that only happened sometimes.
Every game I went to, we lost, so I stopped going.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott. I'm glad that we've had an entirely winning streak ever since you stopped going.
Yeah, we've never lost a game.
No, never.
I liked football when I was in marching band, and then I went to football games in college when I was not in the marching band, and not nearly as fun.
Yeah, they're a lot more fun when you can really get wrapped up in that spirit.
All right, last fall thing, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween parties.
Halloween parties, I don't like them. What's your take?
You don't like them? I do like them.
I don't like costume parties of any variety.
Oh, really? I like them. I guess I never know how to dress myself, and with a costume party, the choice is kind of taken from me. You're going to dress yourself weird, and it's going to be okay, because everyone else is also going to be dressed weird.
I have the opposite problem as a guy, because like my standard outfit is all I ever wear, which is like jeans and a t-shirt. So with a costume party, I have to make a fucking choice on what costume I'm going to wear.
Well, see, so I never actually made it to the level of cool senior who doesn't give a shit anymore and wears sweatpants to parties. I always got worried about what I should wear to parties. So that's why I still enjoy costume parties.
That's fair.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll achieve that level where I show up in, like, sweatpants. And I'm like,
I mean, if it's a party where, like, I think people might be dressing nice, I'll put on a button-up shirt. But, like, I'm probably still going to wear jeans.
Sure, sure.
If the party requires me to be business casual, I'm just going to not fucking go to the party.
Well, no, not business casual. Just, like, cute versus I'm wearing a Munch Squad t-shirt. Like,
girls have more social pressure in that scenario.
Yeah, I have to choose.
Or maybe I never understood the social pressure for guys.
But equal social pressure for guys to choose to be attractive now, but Scott doesn't care. No, it's definitely different for girls. I'm not burning Scott to the ground. No.
All right, so Halloween parties, costume parties in general, mixed opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a tie break here. As we say on my team at work, with two, you can't vote. We're going to call it there, guys.
Hey, Scott, what was your favorite Halloween costume ever of you that you wore?
Of me?
Yes.
You know the story, don't you? Favorite Halloween costume? One year, I was a cell phone.
I don't remember this. I'm sure that I've heard it before, but I don't remember this at the moment.
When I was like probably 8 or 10, I was pretty young. Back when flip phones were like the big thing, I was a flip phone.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I don't remember how this like I thought it was a totally normal costume, and I just got like somehow there like a picture of me wearing that costume came out, and I just got like roasted in college for being a cell phone for Halloween.
Oh my God. I was just like, what? Very funny.
It's a great costume.
I've been part of a pack of crayons multiple times. And I don't know that that's my favorite, but that is my most shameful one because they all happened when I was adults.
You were Vampire Sunday once, right?
I was. I was Vampire Weekend. I was the Sunday half of Vampire Weekend. That was a pretty good one.
Yes. I like low-effort, clever costumes.
Yeah. I just like being a vampire.
But only on the weekend.
But only on the weekend.
Way too much work going on during the week.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta save my weekdays.
Thanks for staying around even after Carter left. We know the content improved greatly.
Yep.
If you enjoyed it, especially the second half, please like this post if it's on Facebook. Or
by second half, do you mean like last quarter?
Whatever. You know, we don't do time well here on the Brought to the Table podcast.
Sure.
Subscribe to us. There's probably a button on whatever app you're using, whether it's Stitcher, iTunes. I think we're on the Google Play podcast thing. Subscribe. If you enjoyed it more with Carter here or without, send us an email at broughttothetable@gmail.com or tweet at us at tothetablepod.
Yeah, let us know with Carter or without Carter.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
We don't
in.
Know what Kevin's doing anymore. He might be drowning in the James River with Carter.
Yeah, so, Carter's we'll not been a very great week. Steward of Kevin.
Yeah, we might have him fly up to me and I'll be the new steward of Kevin.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on our super silly, super fun, flirty fall episode.
Bye, and Hawaiian pizza.
Bye.
How do you like my emoji story?
It's pretty good. Computer fire, rain, electricity, fire.
Another fire, explosion, more fire.
More fire. So I think electric wins in that mashup.
No, it's a story, left to right.
No, but...
Computer on fire, you try to put it out with water, then electricity, then more fire, then explosions, then more fire.